Making fun of our political leaders has become something of a national pastime for many people in society today. Not to mention whinging, complaining, attacking, undermining, and belittling them. Some, perhaps many, would argue, well, all with good reason. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. So is it fair and reasonable for us to criticise our leaders like that? For those who live in democracies, it's quite easy to do it openly. For others who live under different political systems, the behaviour can be much more covert, but still grumbling in the heart rather than with your mouth has the same effect on you. It eats away at you like a cancer. Back in the first century AD, Christians were doing it tough. And into that reality, that context, comes this word from God, Titus chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. Remind your people that they should always be under the authority of rulers and government leaders. They should obey these leaders and be ready to do good. Tell them not to speak evil of anyone, but to live in peace with others. They should be gentle and polite to everyone. Now, there's not a single government in the world that will always enact good and godly legislation, that will always treat people honourably and fairly. In light of God's incredible love and complete perfection, every government since time began has been imperfect. So, given that reality, let's just read this passage again and let it sink in. Remind your people that they should always be under the authority of rulers and government leaders. They should obey these leaders and be ready to do good. Tell them not to speak evil of anyone, but to live in peace with others. They should be gentle and polite to everyone. That's God's word fresh for you today. God's love, His very presence in us by His Spirit, changes everything. Everything. Your heart, your attitudes, your life, your future, your eternity. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of a special edition book. It's called How to Get Close to God. To request yours, stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and you'll see that free offer right there towards the top of the homepage. Again, that's ChristianityWorks.com.